Tensions in the Mattole have been rising with environmentalists taking action in protest against the Humboldt Redwood Company and their logging plans on two THPs within the Mattole. Active logging started last week, and on Monday morning, four protesters associated with the Lost Coast League, all in their 70s, were arrested for blocking the gate along the logging road. Meanwhile, environmentalists who call themselves forest defenders have also been taking action. They are running an action camp this weekend to educate participants in peaceful protest and de-escalation tactics. One of these forest defenders is named Rook.
My name is Rook. I'm up in a 200-year-old Douglas fir blocking a road project in an area on Rainbow Ridge with very high conservation and value, which isn't really being recognized by the company. Just recently, they've been telling people over the phone that the tree I'm in isn't in danger of being cut, but it's marked for cut. It's on a road plan, and today they sent a claimer up to try to destroy and cut down all of my gear to force me out.
Rook has been in this tree since Saturday. Today, a climber went up the tree and took down as much of Rook's gear and equipment as they could.
The climber they sent up, I believe, was not deputized and was not legally allowed to touch me or take things off of me. So everything that I could save, I was able to wrap around myself or attach to me with, like, no rope. At one point, he tried to cut things off of my harness, but stopped doing that really quickly. So I'm left with a little bit of water, a little bit of food, and the net that I've been sleeping on. He was not willing to cut the net down with me sitting on top of it.
On Saturday, Rook ascended the tree, only to be located on Sunday.
I've been up here since last Saturday, and they've known about me since Sunday.
And have they tried to get you out prior to the climber coming up?
This was their first real attempt. They have usually two, sometimes one, security guards at the base of the tree all the time. For a little bit, they were trying to annoy me with lights and music and then stopped. Mostly, they're just making sure I can't get supplies, and now they've come up and taken most of the supplies that I have.
Rook is unsure how much longer they will be able to remain in the tree since their resources have become unexpectedly limited. Regardless, Rook says,
I just believe really strongly that there's no form of sustainable logging that involves cutting down previously unlogged forests. Like, you can't use that as a starting point to try to build a sustainable logging operation. You know, like, these trees that they're cutting here aren't trees that people planted. You know, like, they're coming here and they're taking out, you know, they say they'll just take some of the big trees. Well, then they're probably going to come back, you know, 10 years later and take some more of the big trees. And whether they want to agree their old growth or not, the trees like the one I'm sitting in, and I can see several more that are like this around me and below me, like, once they're cut, it would take generations of humans before that ecological niche is filled again. Like, we're never going to get these back. By the time they're able to grow back, who even knows if there'll be a climate able to support forests and large trees. And, you know, back when they bought this land, they talked about using this as a model of sustainable forestry, but they're not using current science. They're not up to date with the times. They're acting like there's no ecological or climate crisis, and they can use cutting unentered forests as, like, the first step in building sustainable forestry.
Although the future of Rook remaining in this specific Douglas fir may be cut short,
there's a lot of trees and they can't guard all of them. So I do feel comfortable saying that if they get me out of this tree, they're going to find me in another one. As far as the rest of us right now, like, starting yesterday, we're having an action camp where people are preparing to take action out here. And that's public. That is on the internet, on our social media.
Information on the action camp can be found on Save the Mattole's Ancient Forest Facebook page. There, you can also follow Rook's journey atop the tree. For KMUD, I'm Sydney Marone.